Beloved, on this first Sunday after Pentecost, we celebrate always the Feast of All the Saints. That is, all those who lived in this life as friends of God. And we heard in St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews of the things that they had to endure. And we also hear an image that St. Paul uses not only here, but elsewhere, where he compares our life in Christ, our life even here on earth, to an athletic contest, to a race. I know when I drive how many times I see on people's windows or bumpers that 26.2 or 13.1, signifying the 26.2, they've done a marathon, 26.2 miles, or a half marathon, 13.1 miles. They've run a race that has a beginning, a middle, an end. And St. Paul sees us in the same way, running a race that has as its beginning when we're conceived in our mother's womb. It receives further impetus when we are baptized into Christ, when we have him clothed upon us so that we can continue through life filled with him. And then whether the race is a matter of days, weeks, months, years, over 100 years, we have Christ within us to follow him, following after him, so that we can finish the race, as St. Paul said in today's epistle, that let us leave aside the sin that clings so closely to us and rather run the race with perseverance, that is, endurance. And if we've ever had to run in a race or maybe through an airport to get to our gate, there has to be endurance about it, perseverance. Because as we do it, say as we try to climb the steps in a building instead of using the elevator, our legs are going to get sore. We're going to tire. We're going to wonder, should I continue? Should I just get off here and use the elevator? Or if I'm in a race, should I stop? Give up? And this happens to us, beloved, in our Christian life. It can happen at varying moments, in various seasons of our life. When we struggle with sin, we struggle with ourselves, we struggle with how others treat us, and there may be times we want to give up and ask ourselves, what's the point? Where is it going? We have to understand the point is not us. It is God. It is Christ. That we don't say, God, who am I? But rather we say, here I am, Lord. And we endure. Even when it seems difficult, even when it seems the darkest moments in our life, we are to endure because there is Christ with us, suffering with us, struggling with us, pulling us along with him. For the saints tell us that virtue is not about beginning well. It's about how we end. Because St. Paul, he began badly. He began as someone who persecuted the Christians, who approved as Stephen was stoned to death. But how did he end? He gave his life for Christ. And he spoke of all the different ways he had to endure. Shipwreck. Beaten with rods, stoned, bitten by a viper, all these things, and he never gave up. And even when he prayed to God that God would remove the thorn in his flesh, whatever it was, something physical that Paul struggled with, and God told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is revealed in your weakness." And so Paul endured. He continued. He continued in his path of following Christ. And that's who we honor today, the saints, all of them, those known to us and those known only to God, because however they may have begun their life, we could look at St. Mary of Egypt, who began her life badly and ended her life in the desert, giving up her spirit to God, and we have her glorified as a saint. And how many others who may not have begun well, but they endured. They prayed to God to help them get through, to see him in every moment of their lives, to see him in the people that they see, to see with Christ's eyes as they look upon someone else, so that they, by the Holy Spirit, could continue minute by minute, hour by hour, and day by day, in order that they may finish the race well, receive the crown of glory. And this imagery of race, of going to the finish line to receive the crown of glory, is something we talked about this past week at our vacation church school, because it's a lesson that applies from the littlest preschooler all the way up to the oldest adult, about enduring, running the race with faith. And we have, and we are here today, as any athlete who needs to eat proper food in order to run the race, we are here at the Holy Liturgy, where we eat and drink Christ, the medicine of immortality, the antidote of sin, Christ himself, so that what we eat and drink doesn't give us more flesh and blood and bone as any other food. You know, we have to eat for our bones to grow, for our body to continue to produce blood, for our flesh to grow. The opposite happens when we receive communion. When we receive Christ, we become assimilated to him. We become part of him. His body and blood don't so much become part of us, but we become part of him. And through him in us are we able to persevere, to run the race of this life with endurance, so that no matter the obstacle that comes to us that we see, we will look for God's finger, for his hand, to see him present in all of it, so that we do not give into despair, we do not give up, because Christ will grab us and pull us along if we but take one tiny step to him, to endure and persevere in prayer, in worshiping at the Holy Liturgy, in receiving him in his body and blood, in reading the lives of the saints, in knowing Christ, in reading the scripture, that through all these many ways, we have the strength to continue the race that we have begun, race begun with our conception, enhanced by our receiving Christ in baptism, made possible by the Holy Spirit in our chrismation, so that we can proceed all the way through to the end. And if we stumble and fall in sin, get up. Ask God's forgiveness. Go to confession. Receive the body and blood of Christ. Don't remain on the ground. Endure. Get up. Turn again to Christ. Say, "I will begin again. I will continue the race." The race of this life that leads us from here, from this holy temple and this holy liturgy, to the fullness of life in the kingdom with the Father and the Spirit to the ages of ages.